Liverpool Live. During my 50 years on radio, it's been my very great pleasure to interview many people from all walks of life in the entertainment world. Here's a little chat I did with definitely Britain's Queen of Soul and a lovely lady. She talks about her influences and the fact that listening to the records her man played had a great deal to do with her career. It's Beverly Knight.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Proud to be your milkmen and women. Proud to serve you every single day.
I don't understand what all this R&B and urban and soul is split into three different categories.
I know.
It's soul. It's the one word. It's how you look at it.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, all of those are genres, and it's easy for the marketing people to, you know, tick boxes and arrange accordingly. But as far as I'm concerned, there's either music sung with soul and soulfully, and there's music that is devoid. And
the great thing about you, Beverly, is you don't make one word last 8.5 minutes.
No, I can't bear that.
Oh, and that's supposed to be soul.
Well, this is it. Now, I grew up on soul music. I grew up on gospel. My diet was gospel and soul, and obviously just the pop that came out the radio. Yeah. And the great singers, the Otis Reddings, the Aretha Franklins, the Sam Cookes, you know, James Brown.
And Patti LaBelle.
I mean, they sang.
Sissy Houston.
That's right.
These are people who could sing.
They were observing the notes you didn't sing as well as the notes that you did sing. There was light and shade. You know, there was real depth in what they were doing. And those are kind of people that I'm trying to follow.
And you owe a lot to your mum because she played Sam Cooke to you. She must have been a wonderful mother.
My mum was brilliant. My mum, she got me in the right history. You know, all those Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers records when I was a kid, watching the 33 go round and round. And I would just stand there as a three-year-old going, you know, and this voice came out, would hypnotise me. And, you know, that's what I wanted to do. And that's how I wanted to knock people out. I wanted to do what he was doing to me, even as a little kid. So...
Okay, we'll have a song for you in a minute, but the new album, it's definitely so much of an improvement going to America. I don't know why it should be going to America, the difference. I mean, I can hear Muscle Shoals in there as well as Nashville.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. The difference between this record, Music City Soul, and everything I've ever done before is we went over there thinking, right, we're going to cut this thing live, proper live. No stops, no drop-ins.
It didn't take you long, did it?
Well, that's right. Inside of a week, well, it was half a week, actually, and that was it. I was away shopping. It was great. So, you know what
so
I mean?
That's why you did it in 3 days.
Yeah, like, hurry up.
I tell you what I'm so fun about the album, Beverly. A lot of the numbers, there was a strong Al Green feel.
Yes, yeah. He's another one who, you know, is on my list of musical mentors. Yeah. I like to think of them as mentors. They didn't know it, but they were tutoring me as I was growing up. And I had the real honour and pleasure of supporting Al Green on tour quite a few years ago now, isn't it?
Appeared in Liverpool in 71, I think it was, just about 200 yards from here, actually, Al Green.
Really? Oh, he's something else. He when he's on stage, he'll be singing the song, and sometimes, depending on how he'd feel, he'd hit a note, and then he'd back right away from the mic. And the whole place just went so quiet like this. You could hear a pin drop. And he'd be like, the mic could be here and he'd be like a few yards back from it. You could still hear him. Absolutely amazing artist.
You're very particular about what cover versions you do. You've done a great version of Time Is On My Side.
Yeah.
I can never understand why people always describe the other song you did, Peace of My Heart, as being by Janis Joplin. It'll always be Irma Franklin. Janis Joplin. Yeah. And it was great when I got the album and I saw track two, Ain't That a Lot of Love? Homer Banks.
That's right.
Big Northern Soul in the 60s
big
and 70s.
Big Northern Soul artist and a big voice as well. So, you know, I had to get
You did Aretha's Rock Steady. Do you know what I'd love to hear you do? I don't know if you know this, but you know Groovy Kind of Love? That was a hit for Phil Collins.
Yeah, I do.
You know who originally did that?
Tell me.
Patti LaBelle.
Really?
Yeah, and you do it superbly.
Oh, wow. You see, now that puts a whole different spin on it now. Yeah,
well,
Phil Collins is cool, but Patti LaBelle,
you slow it down just a little bit and imagine it being sung soulful.
Yeah.
Patti LaBelle.
That's a great lyric.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Tradition, trust and service with a smile to your door.
If you enjoy my podcast, there's more over the next few weeks. Don't forget to subscribe. Click the link below. It's free. Liverpool Live.